hand in hand with knowledge. We cannot even assume. I mean, I don't think any sane person of logic and very little understanding, you do not need to be genius. You do not need to be really intellectually trained to understand that when it comes to successorship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that successor, the first, very first successor of Allah, must have the highest knowledge. He must be the most knowledgeable. Do you all agree? Any doubt? When successorship is about knowledge, the successor must be the most knowledgeable. It's so obvious. And so the type of creature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates as His first creation must be the most knowledgeable. Okay, knowledge goes also hand in hand with sin. A knowledgeable person cannot do any sin. All this reason of the sin is ignorance. But remember, of course, you think about it and say, yes, I know so professor or this doctor or that engineer is knowledgeable, but he does sin as well. But we are here not talking about this ulum al-juz'i. We are talking about ulum al-kulli. Ulum al-kulli means universal knowledge, or general knowledge, which is the knowledge related to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That creation that Allah has created.
So knowledge
about the whole creation. Mm-hmm. That knowledge of the whole creation. If a person has got that, can never sin. It is ignorance can lead to sinning. If, for instance, it's obvious because if a person knows how great is Allah, what level of creation He has. The problem with all of us is we do not even understand the creation of Allah. We only talk about it. The biggest thing we can assume and visualize is the size of the galaxies and size of the stars. These are the things that shows us how big Allah is. Of course, these can be indication of it, but these are nothing against the creation of Allah in the other realms, in the other universes. So if a person who has got that level of knowledge that can see from top to bottom, if you imagine that the first level that Ali drew here, that the first level, that first container is the container of the Nurul Awwal, first Nur, first light that Allah has created. That has got the knowledge of the rest of the things. So that cannot be doing any sin. So when in Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about that verse of Quran which is about taharat, taharat. Who remembers it? وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَذْهُبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ. Yeah. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ. When in Quran it says إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Allah says in that verse of Quran, Allah says very clearly, no, beyond any doubt, He says إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ. Allah indeed has decided, Allah has decided, لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ, to take away from you any uncleanliness. To Ahlul Bayt, to take away from you any uncleanliness, لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا, to make you such clean. I don't know, in Arabic, Dr. Muhammad knows, when you say لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا, that means a very high level of tahara. So there is no wretch more wretch than ignorance. Then Allah take away from them riches. What was riches? Was that na'uzu billah, like they were najis on some of their body part? That was the riches Allah took away? Riches means uncleanliness. Yes,
so it applies only to masumin.
Yeah, of course, this applies to masumin. When Allah says, takes away that riches or that uncleanliness, it is not that part of their body or clothes or something was unclean. That very uncleanliness is taking away is ignorance. Once ignorance is gone away, person becomes masum. Masum is a person who knows everything. When you know everything, he knows everything by shahud. Shahud means if you know this is poison, you will never drink it. That's shahudi. If you see that I drink this and I die, that becomes shahud for you. You will never drink this. So for a masum, sin is like drinking a poison. He knows that. He will kill his soul. So because they have a shahud, in their level, their knowledge is ilm shahudi, is a knowledge that they see things by their heart. So it is not possible for them ever to even think of sinning. So that person, or that very creature, on the first level of creation that we spoke of, he must be knowledgeable, and with that very knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, they become absolutely clean and mutahhar. That is the way the rish is being taken away from them. So they know everything. Sorry? Can you write your questions? If you don't have a pen, I can give you a pen. Because I don't want this. It's important. I don't promise that I answer every question, but it's important you write down your questions. Some of the questions are worth to wait for it. But you ask me. And some of the questions I can answer you immediately. So that very creature, when becomes so knowledgeable, so sinless, that is when we call him masum. And all 14 masumin, all of them, there is hadith that is narrated from Sunni and Shia, both sides. So both sides have narrated that who is Ahl Bayt, and Ahl Bayt are 14 masumin, which Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spoken about those masumin which have not been born in his khutbah Qadir. He has spoken about them. So that first level, which are masum, and that they are the first creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is where I reached last session, that they are the first thing that have ever started with a mahiyat. That means the first, we said the first limitation, the first manifestation. This manifestation itself is a limitation. It's making a limitation that comes to wujud, the mere wujud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wujud, nothing other than wujud. Then that mere wujud makes any manifestation, or the first manifestation which creates the nur al-awwal or the nur of masumin, that is where the first mahiyat which is created, which that mahiyat is in a way of wujud. Remember, wujudi, wujudan. Wujudan, wujudan means existentially. Existentially is darker from haq. Remember the word haq. You know all what is haq? Truth. But truth not in the sense that we only know something truth as opposed to false. But it is in the same context. But haq, and the only haq and the mere haq is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Haq is right, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Haq is right. Means right, exactly. But the only haq is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you know that even the name of Allah is haq, we refer to him as haq. So haq is so clear in the level of wujud. But when we say clear, not that we see it. It's clear from in from absolute terms. The moment the haq is put into the type of covering, it becomes a little darker. That is why it's called layl. We said that. I gave the title to that topic in audio file. I named it layl al-Fatimi. Layl al-Fatimi. That means, thank you. That means the first creation was creation of Ma'asumin. Because we have God. You must have heard this hadith. This hadith is there that when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was created, he looks at the arsh. What is arsh? Does everyone know what is arsh? Yes, arsh is the place of command. Command, where the command is like command room, something like that. We can see that. You know when you know that when a child is being created, the first part of his body being created is his arsh. Do you know that, right?
I don't.
No. What is the first creation
it's
of?
The brain.
That's arsh. Brain is arsh. That's place of commands. That's where commands. The whole rest of the body is being made from that.
Is it not source?
No. Arsh is where control and command comes and control the rest of the things. So a child, as Dr. Muhammad said, the first thing of a child is being made is, you said it?
No.
Yeah, somebody else said it. But it is, isn't it? The first is the nerve system is being made and from then the brain is being produced. So that is the arsh. So, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam looked at the arsh and saw the shabah, they say, shadow of some other people there. And then told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, have you created other people before me? And then you know the rest of it. Allah says, these are ma'asumin. Of course ma'asumin are created before Hazrat Adam alayhi salam.
Material?
No. Yeah. No. In alam material, we know Hazrat Adam was first. This is in alam amr.
So what about prophets?
Okay, please keep your questions. I because don't be so impatient. Maybe until my end of my talk, some of your questions are answered. That's one. Number two, as I said to this brother, I'm really very weak. When I'm questioned, I can answer that question, then I forgot the rest of my talk. So let me continue. And I remember one of our ustads, he used to say that burning of a question that itself would elevate people. Honestly. And I also tell you, when in Iran I used to go to these classes of Aghai Samadi, which he doesn't answer any question. No question. So anyway, I was distracted by myself this time. So when he looks at Arsh, he sees those Al-Muhammad wa al-Muhammad salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa al-Muhammad. When he sees those shadows, he questions, and Allah says, yes, they are the nur of Ma'asumin. Sorry, I cannot tell anymore for tonight. Finished. Bar Muhammad, al Muhammad, salam. Allahumma salam.